This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the Internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America and keeping us all free and safe. And to all of the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and let's not forget about the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for you and the bulk mail haulers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different offers that are over there. And here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the bad news, the sad news coming out of Sri Lanka on an Easter Sunday, besides the 290-plus, believe that death toll is going to go higher, that have been confirmed killed, and somewhere around 500 injured, but 400 still in hospitals, my understanding from the last news report. We've had some Americans killed, too, correct?
Yeah. Pompeo said several Americans. I don't know that it's several. We know at least two. Three British citizens, one Portuguese, three Indians, and two Turkish nationals. So maybe he's got more information than is being reported.
I know of four. I know of four. A mother and son and a mother and daughter who were like a television show cook or something?
Correct. So,
all right.
Yeah. The moral of the story is there were, international or, other foreigners that were killed in this.
Sure. Because this is not an uncommon area where foreigners go to. I mean, they go there all the
especially
time.
Especially when you're in a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. And again, six of them were detonated in churches at the same time, and hotels came shortly thereafter. But there was at least one more device that was found unexploded on the main road to the airport. I guess they were going to try to get people as they were headed away as quickly as they could to get to the airport, I guess.
Hard to tell. I think 24 have been arrested already.
Uh-huh.
That to me is kind of curious, where these 24, came from, or how they could have been identified so fast. When I would say that, what was the deal with this letter,
Well, they had three police officers that went to make the arrests, and they were blown up by a bomb that was detonated. And I don't know if it was a suicide bomber. I didn't get that far along the story.
Yeah. I'd be very interested to kind of get to the bottom of this letter, too, because I believe that that's kind of the whole issue here, on why Sri Lanka didn't take this thing more seriously or, put, I don't know. I mean, you had some of these guys that were scaling the hotel and, others, were had checked in, the churches and others had checked into the hotel. So, I mean, why wouldn't they? I don't know. I mean, something just, somebody was a little casual on this one.
Yeah. Now, also, this week is going to be very important because the Supreme Court is going to decide the citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this could definitely control the way things are done in this country for a long, long time. The question is whether or not they're a citizen of the United States. And I don't have any problem with that.
Well, we shouldn't.
No.
I mean, the whole point of a census is you count who's here in the United States.
Legally.
Well, I wouldn't say.
Or otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, and we have to determine a census is designed to look at the data once the census is completed. In other words, you look at voting districts and determine, you know, if those districts have to be changed because we do have a number that has to fit inside those voting districts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, things like education that has to be considered. Are we doing the right things when it comes to education? You know, where federal dollars end up in across the country for whatever reasons. Healthcare.
Yep.
You know, roads.
Congressional representatives.
Right, right.
Yep.
So we shall see.
Now, we don't have enough time for this, so what I'm going to do is tease this for the next segment. We obviously are going to have some fun in the Ukraine because a comedian had won the presidency. He was playing the role of a young president in the Ukraine on television, and he got 75% of the vote and beat the incumbent that was there, 75-25, very significant move on his part.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Zelensky, I think, is his name.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about him when we come back from the break because I'm just waiting for the music to come up loud enough in my ear where it will distract what we're doing. But there's other things that we're going to be talking about, too, including North Korea, because the ambassador, former ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, has come up with an idea. He says, how about making Kim earn another summit? And here comes the music, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we talk about all different things that you won't hear tonight. You'll hear it tomorrow because we're talking about it tonight. Tomorrow's news tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight,
pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product like we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
More.
Hi, Zano's Gateway Shopping Center in Sarasota. Hi, Zano's. Yum.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And I'll tell you what, not only do the members of the USCCA have the peace of mind knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees, they also give their members access to exclusive world-class training. And you can find out all about it by going to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, clicking on the USCCA logo. Now, you'll see the Gun Today giveaway there. That screen will fall down. You'll be able to do that. Sign up for the free Gun Today giveaway. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member. So go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and click on the USCCA logo. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Welcome back.
Good morning.
We were talking off air, and I think I'll bring this up because it's a good time to do it. Mark Levin last night just absolutely tore into Mueller's $35 million op-ed. He said it's now an impeachment manual for the Democrats. But we were talking about the fact that you had all these attorneys that were there on that committee. Most of them were Democratic-inspired people who would have definitely been trying to get Donald Trump on something, and they didn't. And I think that speaks a little bit higher for the report and its accuracy coming out the way it did and should be regarded as such instead of just being tossed out there as, you know, well, it doesn't this, it doesn't that. And I don't even know what the Democrats are saying anymore. Do you?
Look, every time we turn around, the cost of the Mueller investigation gets higher and higher and higher,
right,
you know.
Right.
First it was $25 million, and suddenly it's up to $35 million. I heard Levin, and I listened very carefully, and, I mean, you can buy into his argument, and a lot of piece parts of his argument I did buy into, for sure. But the other side is this. if Mueller mobilized a team that were all anti-Trump people,
mm-hmm.
as we, you know, we including Andrew Weissman,
yep,
and they didn't find anything, then that tells me that Mueller was really doing Trump a favor. Levin's mm-hmm. argument is, part B of the report, is the 10-point impeachment plan, because it does reveal in there, you know, 10 things that, you know, Trump did or said or whatever that the Democrats are going to use.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. The Democrats were going to use whatever they had anyway in spite of the Mueller report. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they want to impeach. Well, you know, you have to have the Senate. Are you going to get the Senate?
Nope.
No. Okay. So
and we don't know if they're going to get the House.
Or do we? Well, we don't. We have no idea what's going to happen in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm at the point here where, you know, I listen to all of this, but I'm just not going to be part of the groupthink. You know, I want to stay, you know, with some kind of critical thinking here. And I guess the bigger part of this is that Trump, he keeps tweeting, and he needs to just stop.
Yeah.
Quit adding gasoline to this fire and move on.
Yep.
You can use the Mueller report in his favor, and he needs to do that instead of in continuing to attack Mueller. And just kind of move on. Let's go to other things. Like, okay, let's talk about the fact that the country's divided. The Democrats are not going to work with this White House or with any of the Republicans. And these are the things that we still need to get accomplished. And let's go there and embarrass the Democrats because they don't want to get anything accomplished. They want to keep regurgitating, you know, the last 2 years and make the last 2 years nightmare an additional 2 years worth of a nightmare. That's where he needs to be.
Yeah, you're right. Now, also, I teased this before we went to break. We have this new president of the Ukraine who is a comedian by trade, but he's been a television actor portraying the part of a young, newly elected, less experienced president of the Ukraine. And doggone if he didn't wind up with a job.
Well, but he did run. He did run for the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his campaign was that, you know, he was going to stamp out corruption and, you know, he was going to loosen the grips on the oligarchs and, you know, all these other kinds of things. So, you know, Poroshenko did concede. I mean, he conceded the race.
25% of the votes, what he got.
Right. So.
Yeah, 3-1 was his defeat. Yeah. Okay, now also coming out here right now is ex-ambassador to the UN, Bill Richardson, has said, and I quote, "Make Kim Jong-un earn another summit," end of quote.
Well, yeah, and based on this last missile launch, I don't think he's going to necessarily earn one, and the fact that little Kim doesn't want Pompeo part of the mix anymore. So we have the makings of a third summit not happening.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And we did have this big mess over the weekend in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Worlds of Fun Amusement Park, where some 300 young people reportedly got into a fight and a riot and literally tried to tear the place up. Police were called, sheriff's department, state troopers, some all around to break the thing up. And boy, what a mess that was.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Oh, yes. It's so nice to be young, isn't it?
Yeah. Youth is wasted on the young, isn't it?
Yeah, and in this particular case, I don't even know what they were thinking with that many people doing what they're doing. But there is a story that, and I'm going to read this. This is coming from the Washington Post. This is from apparently the Secretary of State's office. The United States is preparing to announce on Monday that all importers of Iranian oil will have to end their imports shortly or be subject to U.S. sanctions. Now, we heard this before, so this apparently is going to go into place?
No. What we did was we gave a handful of countries a waiver, and we said, you guys, on the sanctions, you guys can go ahead and buy the Iranian oil for a short period of time. In other words, if you can complete the transactions or the contracts or the purchases that you already have in place, but you better start figuring out some other place to buy your oil because you're going to have an expiration date to the waivers that we have, in, you know, we put in place. And when the waivers are terminated, then the full sanctions go in. So that's what we're doing. We are ending the waivers that we gave those countries for buying uranium oil.
Now, I've got a story that happened over the weekend. There's conflicting reports as to what's going on. I really haven't heard anything the U.S. military said yet. And the Mexican authorities haven't said much of anything yet. But what's the story on our two American soldiers doing a routine patrol along the southern...
They were in an area around Clint, Texas, wherever Clint, Texas is. I don't know.
I don't either.
But it's part of a dry riverbed, if you will, at the Rio Grande. So that might help people figure out where that is. All right. They were in an unmarked vehicle doing the surveillance. Five or six Mexican military or law enforcement, I don't know what kind of Mexicans they were, stopped our guys and confronted them, took a pistol from one of them or asked for the pistol, and our service member gave it up to de-escalate the situation. They put the pistol into the Mexican vehicle. One of the service personnel actually spoke a little bit of Spanish. They kind of worked the whole thing out. They got it back, and everything shook hands, and they went on. Now, this didn't happen, like, in the last day or so. No, this happened, like, the first week of April. So.
Well, I found out where Clint is. It's a small town east of El Paso in El Paso County, Texas. It's got 926 people in it. And it is in a, I can see exactly where the spot is. It's a dry river bed. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, our guys were actually, there is a border wall there, or a border fence mm-hmm. there. Our guys were south of that fence, but that fence was still where they were still in U.S. territory. Because of the terrain and where that is, that particular piece of territory is contested. Nobody knows whose side it's on. So it's not like it was a big deal. I mean, headlines make it a big deal. It wasn't a big deal.
All righty. We will talk to you tonight, so have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Read all her great articles that she posts. Sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll find out what's going on as well. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch comes right back with more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 200 people died in 8 individual bombings of churches and hotels in Sri Lanka. Many of the people killed were tourists. Some were American. The BBC's Regini Vaidyanathan.
The government believes most of the blasts were carried out by suicide bombers. The Prime Minister's admitted officials had some prior knowledge of the attacks, but that ministers weren't told. Three police officers were killed as security forces raided a house in Colombo today. No group has admitted carrying out the attack. Several people have been arrested. The country's prime minister has described today's atrocities as cowardly.
Police in Sri Lanka released a statement saying a total of 13 people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for Military and Veterans News, report number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch for this Monday morning. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where I can tell you folks that I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck. And if you currently don't have a job or a profession and you're looking for one, I got one right up your alley. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business for a long time, and they are known for turning out some of the best when it comes to aviation maintenance techs. And one of the questions that we got last week when Bo was in the studio was about disabled veterans, people that are missing arms or legs, but they have prosthetics and they were able to work with prosthetics. Could they possibly train to be an aviation maintenance tech? Well, the answer is a most definitive yes, because Bo pointed out they have two people there right now. One is missing two legs, one is missing an arm, that are in the course, in the program, becoming aviation maintenance techs, and they are actually some of the best
students so far in the class. So I'm not surprised to hear that, and neither should you be. So for those of you that are listening, if you have a disability and you're looking for a career and you got the know-how and the skills, guess what? Don't let that stop you, because it's not going to at National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and they're increasing the size of that campus to handle the bigger student load that they're now getting there. And by the way, they're also going to expand the classes to add some more nighttime classes to the roster there. And also in Clearwater, Florida. Now, that's right here in Tampa Bay, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. $50,000 a year? Got it. $60,000 a year? Got it. $70,000, $80,000, $90,000? It's all up to you. It's all up to you. And by the way, six-figure salary? Possible. You can go to work overseas if you get lucky enough to be hired by a military contractor or by a foreign government that's got aircraft, say, in, well, for lack of a better word, Sri Lanka, Indonesia. Certainly, they're going to have aviation maintenance techs. Guess what? A lot of those jobs are six-figure salaries or more. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, that number again is 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It'll open the doors wide open for you. Now, the Russian ambassador to Venezuela piped up and rejected the U.S. revival of what he called was the Monroe Doctrine. He said, as Venezuela's reliance on Russia grows amid the country's unfolding crisis, the point man for Vladimir Putin in Caracas is pushing back on the U.S. revival of its doctrine used for generations to justify military interventions in the region. Well, I'm not going to tell you that we're not planning for a military assault to remove Maduro, because I know we are. But is that going to be the end result? Well, we don't know. It depends on how much we can tempt or bait Maduro to come out of Venezuela with a lot of wealth so he can go live somewhere else, wherever it might happen to be. My prediction is it might be Cuba. Just my thought. It could be one of the countries that has the police. They've got their black uniform, special operations police there, pretty much protecting Maduro. It could be that country. Or it could be somebody else. But one way or the other, if he doesn't leave, I would say by the end of the summer, someone will go in there, even if it's the Organization of American States or that group that's there right now, just panning together 14 countries. Somebody will go in there and remove him. The people are suffering way too much, and the United Nations is getting ready to declare a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. And once they do that, then he'll have pretty much the world against him. So we'll see how that works out. Now, we talked about the Air Force and the Army last hour. Mentioned a little bit about what's going on there. Didn't really have much to say about the Marines, except for, of course, the Marine General, Major General David J. Furness at Camp Lejeune, calling out the Marines there, and talked about the additional Marines going to Australia, which is not a big surprise. We are expanding our presence down there in the land down under, if you will. But the Coast Guard was very busy last week because at their Port Everglades station, they came in and offloaded marijuana and cocaine with an estimated street value of $62.5 million that they recovered on one of their Coast Guard cutters. Kudos to the Coast Guard. Doing an absolute bang-up job, if you will. And by the way, authorities in North Carolina said that an off-duty Coast Guard member was responsible for saving the woman's life in a car after she veered it into a chilly canal a couple of weeks ago. And the Coast Guardsman now has been hailed for saving the woman from sinking, and kudos to that Coast Guardsman that's involved. We don't know, have a name yet, but hopefully we'll find one out. And the National Guard, under a high priority, National Guard units, will get the high-speed, long-range replacement for the UH-60 Black Hawk at about the same time as elite active-duty formations, the Army's number two officer promised this week. So the National Guard will be getting those helicopters, same as what's going to the regular Army at the same time. And the U.S. Army's plans to design, build, and fly technology demonstrators for a next-generation unmanned aircraft system is not going to be moving forward. The Army's put that on the shelf temporarily. The F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter, the lead coordinator or contractor, Lockheed Martin, has reconfigured a host of its contracts with its suppliers to lower the aircraft price tag, improve readiness, and control ongoing maintenance costs. Kudos to them for that. And the Boeing Corporation has won the $14.3 billion contract to service and maintain all of the B-1 Lancer and B-52 Stratofortress bombers at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So that's pretty good news there for everybody. And Flip just sent us a message. We'll have to take a look at that during the break because I can't see it right now there, Flip, but I appreciate you sending me whatever you sent me. And when it comes to national security, we need to pay close attention to what's going on down there on that border with Mexico. Because, again, as I pointed out to Denise Simon, my contacts were telling me that it's not uncommon for the Mexican military to be on our side of the border escorting drug cartel shipments and or very important people that the drug cartels want to move from point A to B. We'll find out more, I'm sure. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Better in the United States, and they're right.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends up there at Mission Barbecue, because on Tuesdays, you can take advantage, and that's tomorrow, on Tuesdays, you can take advantage of the great meals that they have up there and come and have lunch with the captain, because that's what we do on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 1:30. We'd love to see you there. We have a good group that continues to show up on a regular basis, and more people that join us. We also have some active duty military that have been showing up from either MacDill or CENTCOM or the air station Clearwater. And we'd love to see you there. So stop by, have lunch with the captain. I always have some free stuff to give you when you're there. Take advantage of the great food that's there. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning and happy Easter. And I hope you saw the Easter Bunny and everything that the Easter Bunny was handing out yesterday.
The Easter, but, you know, like I said, at church it was doing. There were lots of Easter bunnies. All over the church packed with babies when they all wearing their ears. It was
yeah.
It was quite cute. Really was nice.
Yeah, it's always fun, you know, when you do church activities or whatnot on Easter, because they have the Easter egg hunts and they do different things. And I know at our church they used to bring the kids up front and sit them right there by the steps to the altar, and the minister would come down and he'd talk to the kids about, you know, Easter Sunday and this, that, and the other. And it was always cute. So there you go. But not so cute yesterday is what happened in Sri Lanka, with about 300 people, give or take a number that's pretty close to it, killed so far, including four Americans confirmed dead. And You've also got 500 that were wounded, 400 still in hospital.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. And, you know, the funny thing is, this is more that government there is really kind of cracked down in regards to information getting out. And it's hard to know, you know, who is behind it, the various different information, you know, in regards to just an absolutely horrific attack of people killed from all over the globe, not just Sri Lankans that were there at these churches celebrating Easter. Sri Lanka has had problems in the past. If you remember, there was that group, the Tamil Tigers.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bunch of religious strife that was involved. If I'm not mistaken, I think Sri Lanka is a majority, Buddhist country.
Yeah.
With a minority of, I think, with Hindu, Muslim, and Christian as a minority there. I don't know.
You're correct. You're correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe you've got more information in that regards to anything coming out with taking responsibility.
I do. And what happened was Denise Simon, who is our intel analyst, was able to secure the letter that was sent to the Sri Lanka government about a week or 10 days ago, which warned them of the pending attacks. And it was a group that hadn't been heard from for quite a while. It might have been the same group involved in the attacks previous. She wasn't sure, but she couldn't read. She couldn't translate the language. She could only make out some of the words. But the point was they were warned. And the end result was apparently nobody took any extra security precautions or whatnot, and they got hit.
I mean, there has to be quite a few people involved with this, obviously, and the amount of people, what they say, arrested.
They've arrested 24. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 24 people, so, and obviously it's probably a lot more as well. So I hope that they can grab these people as soon as possible, and it's something absolutely horrible like this. And I think that the concern is that something like this could rip apart the country.
Well, that's true. And of course, that is a concern with terrorism. You always want to do something different and upset everybody to get them to do something totally irrational, if you will. Now, moving along, the New York Times had an article, and I don't know if you saw it. It was in the paper yesterday about Tom Arnold and how he apparently triggered the rift between Cohen and President Trump. Did you see that or hear about that?
No, I didn't see that. I try to enjoy my Sunday, so I try to
Well, I just found that was rather strange. I don't know what he knows and anybody else doesn't.
Yeah, but I have no idea. I mean, I think before that, though, Matt, I think Trump had some oftentimes tried to fire Michael Cohen in the past for various different reasons, and he ended up staying on for whatever reason it may be. But, I don't know what the big rift is. I just find it funny that, you know, even if you have a rift with your attorney, they're supposed to still keep their mouth shut.
Well, yeah, attorney-client privilege, obviously, is what it's called, and it's called that for a reason. Now, the Egyptian president, El-Sisi, was in Washington, D.C., I believe last week, and we didn't hear much about the visit, but all of a sudden we heard about the Egyptian election. It's a three-day election. Their first ballots were cast on Saturday, and the vote that they're voting on is changes that would extend El-Sisi's rule from the standard amount of years that he's in to an even longer term. Did you hear about all that?
This is kind of what happens in many of these more authoritarian-type governments. I mean, the same thing happened in Turkey, if I'm not mistaken.
Erdogan.
This tends to happen in these places. My thing with these countries is that we should just keep our mouths shut and stay out of it. Let them decide how they want their countries to be run. Oftentimes some of these countries, they might fare better with an authoritarian type of a regime to keep things under control. Who knows?
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, host of The Watchdog on Wall Street. You can go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and find out how to hear it via your closest station that carries the program. Now, Qatar reportedly is spending a big chunk of money up there in New York City, $5.6 billion buying part of Times Square and Fifth Avenue. They're buying properties.
Well, I think they've got to put the money somewhere. This happens in New York from time to time. Matt, I'm sure you remember. You remember all the real estate that was bought up by the Japanese back in the 1980s?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, and they ended up losing their shirts on a lot of it, really overpaid for real estate. Also, we talked about the Dubai fund back, it wasn't even that long ago, that bought the Chrysler building, and now they're trying to unload it.
Yep.
at a discount.
Less what they spent for it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, these countries have so much money and so much cash lying around that they've got to find a way to park it somewhere.
Now, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook has created plenty of the problems that they've got coming at them. But right now we're hearing the Federal Trade Commission is mulling the oversight of Facebook. What's going to happen there, do you think?
I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg actually, you know, did an op-ed, and he's calling for the regulation of social media. And he knows, smart. He knows that if he calls for this now and he'll be involved with the regulation and in crafting the regulation, which will basically entrench his power and keep out competitors. And this is called regulatory capture, and it's something that I'm not fond of at all. This is where big business ends up becoming even bigger and more powerful because the regulations are basically designed to keep out new competitors and allow these companies to just become almost omnipotent.
Now, there was a report that Wednesday or so? When was the 15th? Last Monday?
Yes, last Monday.
Okay, that there's still a lot of procrastinators out there when it comes to doing their tax returns.
As long as you file that extension, you're okay. I get that. You know, sometimes people, especially small business owners, it takes a little bit longer for them to get completely organized. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's what happens.
So what are you talking about on your show today?
I'm definitely going to be talking and doing the best we can to cover this horrific terror attack and try to break it down with the best we can, try to get a little bit of a historical perspective as well with that country and what they dealt with in the past.
Well, they were warned. There is confirmation of the fact that they were warned by this terrorist group that was in the picture years ago that apparently has surfaced again, and it is a Muslim group that warned them.
Yep, so we'll hopefully we'll get more information today.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, well, we'll let you go because the music's coming up in my ear, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, find out what time he's aired and where you can hear him at. And Yehudi's in the house. Yehudi's in the house. All right. I'll be right back with more, and Frank Silvato, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.